let's look at Bitcoin and remind ourselves of the war of 2017, which was the big block debate, which started in 2015, of course, but really had an apex in 2017. And now we're post that war. We can look back and say, what happened? And here's what happened. There was a war. Many of the senators of Bitcoin, so to speak, said, we shouldn't make hard forks. We should stay apolitical. We should make changes that are backwards compatible. A few said, no, we should make changes that are in the best interest, and we should hard fork and change the code, and people should follow and agree with us. And we called them Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin Cash forked off. You know, we told them to go fork themselves, and they did, which was great. And they were like 10% of the hash power, and or even at one point 20% of the value of a Bitcoin. So if you had one Bitcoin and then you ended up with one Bitcoin and one Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Cash was worth like 2.2 of a Bitcoin. And then firstly, Bitcoin Cash had no users, no adoption, no transactions. It plummeted. Now it's worth like 1% of a Bitcoin. So it lost 20x of its value against Bitcoin. But what's more than that is that it split again. It split again with Bitcoin SV. So Bitcoin SV was like, actually, Bitcoin Cash isn't the real Bitcoin. We're the real Bitcoin. And they got super culty with Bitcoin SV. And they came out. And then that split again with Bitcoin eCash. And I think Bitcoin eCash was Bitcoin Cash hard fork. But the point is that what you have is a community fractured because it allows people to get political.